This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. We'll talk to our pal Linnell Willingham, host right here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 at 7:45. He's been covering training camp, and he'll be out there all the time.
What time's practice start today? Is it 9? I thought it was 9, maybe.
I'll double-check that.
So it's starting, man. Season officially starting.
Let's go. Also, Jeremy Fowler, senior NFL writer for ESPN, who's been all over the Terry McLaurin holdout. He'll join us at 8:25. But we wanted to talk about what's happening at the University of Maryland. You know, the season's not that far away, and you're having media day, as I saw pictures of AWOD at the ACC media day. Mm-hmm. For Maryland in the Big Ten, looking back on last season, very disappointing. They finished 4-8. Cakes, mm-hmm. all his kids go to Maryland. EB and I graduated from Maryland. Mike Locksley has talked about what went wrong last season, and you don't usually hear coaches say, "I lost my locker room," but that's what he said.
Yeah.
Well, especially
I like the
guy,
fact that he's honest about
especially
it.
That guy like Locks, who is even acknowledges in the statement, like, "I'm Mr. Locker Room Guy," essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the guy. Like, everyone always talks about it. One thing they'll say about Locks, okay, he's had great success as an offensive coordinator, right? There's no doubt about that.
As a recruiter.
But the recruiting is where they always say, "Man, that guy can recruit."
He talked about himself in the third person. He says, "I tell you, a year ago, Coach Locks lost his locker room. For me to stand in front of a group of media and tell you that I lost my locker room, and it wasn't because I wasn't a good coach. Mm-hmm. It was because they weren't good players, because we were better than a 4-win team. What we had to do was we had haves and have-nots for the first time in our locker room. Mm-hmm. And the landscape of college football taught me a valuable lesson. The valuable lesson is it's important for me, even in the midst of this change, to continue to educate our players on the importance of what playing for something bigger than yourself is all about. And I can tell you that if I've got to put my desk in the locker room this year, I will."
Hmm. Are you going to monitor it?
Yeah, I mean, coaching is so different. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people say it's ruining college sports. I kind of feel that way.
Well, certainly I would say Big Ten.
Well,
big time.
There's got to be rules. There's no rules. There's got to be more rules. All right. Now they're starting this kind of salary cap for each team that can spend $22 million on all their sports, and most of that's going to football. But there's got to be rules on transfers.
Yeah.
There's just nothing that prohibits guys from transferring three or four times.
The haves and have not line that just jumps out at
you. Yeah, I mean, you got to pay these.
You had a divided locker room.
Yeah, I mean, you get a kid in from the portal, you got to pay him a ton of money.
Yeah.
And if he sucks, oh, okay, well, we paid him a lot of money, and the guy that we recruited, he's sitting behind him, getting nothing. We're getting a smaller percentage.
Here's what Coach Locke said
about. It's got to be so difficult for these guys.
Addressing the problem.
Because I had to decide whether to pay a freshman coming in or take care of a veteran player that helped me go to three bowl games and have success and do something that hadn't been done in 130 years in the history of Maryland football. And it was hard to do both. And so what I've decided now is if you come to Maryland and you look outside of our locker room, there's a sign. And that sign reads, you can leave your Louis belts, your car keys, and your financial statements outside of this locker room, because when you enter those doors, we'll all pay the same price for success or failure.
I like
that. It's a pretty clear message.
Should have had that sign
Coach
up last
Locks.
Year.
Yeah.
Well, you got to learn.
Yeah. You're correct.
Got to learn. And could be helpful.
And you've seen so many guys just bow out. You know, these veteran coaches just say, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, those guys
seen it noops.
They made their run like Nick Saban. Like Nick Saban was a seer. He's like, I don't want to deal with this nonsense that's going on.
Well, Jay Wright and hoops.
Especially in
these
hoops.
These guys don't want to deal with us.
Well, the recruiting aspect is one thing. And then the, you know, managing a team where you got the haves and the have nots. And then guys just staying for 1 year, playing four different colleges if they want. I mean,
and then the pressure
nutty.
To probably play them. Like if they're a possible transfer. You're going to want to play them, even if they don't deserve to play, because you don't want to lose them.
They bucked that with the Manning kid, because that kid got a boatload of money, and they waited. I give him credit. They waited, and they waited, and they waited. Mm-hmm. And I think that guy was making like $10 million a year.
Sure. Arch?
Yeah. That kid, you know, they waited at Texas.
We'll see if he's going to end up being
there's
good or not.
There's got to be something done about the transfers. It's ridiculous that the NCAA will not limit the transfers, because if you transfer once, okay, you can play the next year. If you transfer twice, you sit out a year. I'm sorry. That will prevent a lot of guys from transferring the second time. What the F are they doing? They're ruining it. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that guys are transferring to four different schools in 4 years is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And, these coaches, Locks is talking about, you got to pay these guys, and hopefully they stay. But after 1 year, if another school is calling, going to pay another 50 grand or 75 grand, they're gone.
And the multiple transfers, it hurts fan bases who you don't know who you're rooting for. You don't know who the players are they're churning over every single offseason.
Wouldn't believe, by the way, that some of these kids are transferring for, it's not just the transferring for $2, $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
They'll transfer for $50,000.
Right. $50,000 more than what they're making at the previous school.
Yeah.
Because 50 grand is a lot of money when you're 21 years old.
For a 20-year-old or 19-year-old, they go, all right, I'm going for 50 grand. Can you pay me more than 50 grand, coach?
Right.
No? All right, I'm gone.
Well, and it's not just the big money sports either. There's trickle down to even the smaller sports. I'm very involved and understand the volleyball world, and there are girls that are making, you wouldn't believe the amount of money that they're making. And there are programs, I know of one particular program that had 18 players last year, and by the end of the season, they had 7 on their roster. So they lost 11
to transfer.
Well, not all to transfer. Couple of
so graduated, right.
But that's unusual.
Yeah.
That's
but Jason,
unusual.
Imagine
Virginia Tech football lost all of their offensive linemen. Now, not all to transfer.
Yeah.
But they lost their entire offensive line from last year.
Right.
So they had to go out and pluck guys.
Yeah.
All right, and they also had some younger guys that they recruited that would, but they're losing them all to transfers.
But they also benefited from transfers.
I know, but I guarantee you these coaches don't like that. There's
I'm sure
no
they
way
don't,
they
like,
don't
it.
Like it.
And fans,
not every team benefits from transfers.
I agree
me.
With what Cake said. Like, it makes it harder as a fan if you're a casual and not like a geek that's checking out every transaction to know the players on the team. It takes a while, even in basketball where there's less players. But what I want to take you back to when you're 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
if somebody offered me $50,000 my junior year at the University of Maryland, said, I'll give you $50,000 to go be a student at Towson. Right. Bye bye.
Of course you're leaving.
I'm going for that $50,000.
I'm not saying that it's a bad decision for the players to do it. I'm saying that the rules are stupid because they can limit the transfers if they made them sit out a year because they probably wouldn't do it as much. They're not going to sacrifice 1 year of playing and sit out for that money. I don't believe it.
I just thought what was interesting about the Loxley thing is all of these things we've talked about, but we haven't talked about the impact of the haves versus have-nots in the locker room, right? And just amongst the team. That's what Lox is referring to.
Of course, jealousy is a natural trait to have.
Completely understood, but it's not something that I personally have pondered that, okay, you have to deal with the transfers, you got to pay people, and everything. But Loxley's saying, yeah, beyond that, now you have a real situation.
Right. You have a locker room rift that's created.
It's not about playing time.
It's about, you know, your contract, basically.
Yeah.
But that can happen in professional sports. That's why it's just becoming a professional sport.
It can, but you can see the disparity in college. You're thinking about get nothing.
No, and then also the mindset of a 19-year-old. Right.
They can't
really comprehend as well as someone who's 25, 26 as to why that person is getting, you know, $100,000 more than what I'm getting.
Well, also, can you imagine being 18, 19 and getting $100,000?
Well, no, I can't imagine that. I think that's a whole other problem.
And even knowing how to manage that in a somewhat reasonable way.
I mean, of course, I'd
probably go out and buy a dumb chain and a big car.
Of course,
and,
yeah. You know? I didn't understand finances until I was 28. You think someone who's 19?
That's where schools need to start teaching financial literacy to, like, high schools.
Well, also
high
parents.
Schools and into college. Yeah, parents have to be a part of it too.
You gotta have parents locked in.
Yeah, but some of these parents don't have a clue either.
I understand. But that's where high school should be offering financial literacy 101. You know, how to open a bank account, the basics of investing your money.
Yeah.
You know, just the easy stuff for kids so when they get this windfall, they don't blow it all in 3 months.
Yeah. And some of these kids are getting it while they're still in high school.
Right.
I'm not going to say the names, but I know of a kid who was driving around a freaking Range Rover his senior year.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean,
hasn't that been going on forever?
That's been going on.
Didn't LeBron James supposedly drive a Hummer back in the day?
That's been going on. I know guys to a lesser extent, they're getting big screen TVs. You know?
Yeah. you can get them for like $50 nowadays.
But I mean, you know, still, you're in high school, your coach give you a big screen TV.
It's a nice perk.
It's
who's
going to
turn down that perk?
Who just got in trouble for illegal perks?
At what level?
I thought it was a high school coach, but it was a big name person.
I don't know.
In the last week or two, got in trouble, suspended.
I don't know.
You know what, JP? He's just trying to find an edge. That's all he's doing.
But the fact that Locke says, I own the fact that I lost my locker room, you're right.
That's interesting.
You don't think about that.
I personally don't. I can't speak for others. I don't think about, wow, that rift that obviously could occur between the haves and the have-nots.
Hey, Valdez, on a side note, how pumped were you to see the Maryland flag on the Sphere in Vegas? Because that's where the Big Ten media days are.
You know what? Mm-hmm. They have Maryland Pride.
They have Maryland Pride out in Vegas. I have to say again,
we've talked about this many times. I was very old manny, very shaking my stick at the Maryland Pride uniforms when they first came out.
Yes.
You were on top of it. Show that helmet for people that don't understand what we're talking about.
What?
Right there to your right. When these helmets first came out and that whole thing, I was very much against it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love it. And now they're not doing it anymore.
They're back to the cursive terms.
I mean, I love that. I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Maryland Pride uniforms when they unveiled them.
Yeah, but you're out on them now.
I like the Terps cursive script.
I like the script too.
But they brought
that
it back.
That destroys the script.
I don't know. That's more of a fad. Terps cursive script is classic. It's a classic look.
I guess
we'll just have to agree to disagree here.
Yeah, I don't really like to agree to this. Well,
I don't even know this. Your football team at Towson when you were there.
Yeah.
The Tigers.
Are they black and yellow?
Yes. Black and yellow. Might be gold. They're on the schedule, by the way, for the Terps this year.
Loxley played there, right?
Yes, correct. I think Lox and I might have been there close to the same time.
I think he's
somewhere
our age,
around maybe? There. Never mm-hmm. crossed paths with him
mm-hmm.
that I can remember.
We didn't hang in the same circles.
No, didn't really hang with the football players.
Yeah,
wasn't my scene.
Well,
I don't know how many transfers Maryland has for this year. I'm sure it's probably 20 or more, but I know Virginia Tech had almost 30 transfers coming in.
88 to 91 for Loxley.
I mean, that's
so. Think about that.
That's when I
think
was
about
there.
30 transfers. I don't.
It's a lot.
They're all getting paid something.
I mean, the Terps should. They should start out 3-0. Three home games against Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, and Towson. I mean, that's a schedule custom made for a 3-0 start your trip to Wisconsin.
That's a coach that needs to get off on a good start.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, he knows it. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have Maryland against Towson, do you root for your alma mater or do you root for the Terps?
Kind of root for the Terps.
As your kids.
Yeah, my kid, it's closer. Yeah. My kid, like, it's a bigger college experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I barely went to the Towson football games when I was at Towson. So I don't have that close of a connection with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see how good this Malik Washington kid is. The stud out of Spalding High School, the quarterback.
How much is he getting paid, do you think?
Probably boatload.
More than we're making.
But, you know, here's the thing. Here's context, though. He's the best that we got, potentially.
Right.
He's like the 130th ranked recruit.
Right.
So it's not like he's a top fiver.
I understand.
No.
Yeah.
Maryland.
Because if you're a top
Maryland's
fiver,
not gonna get a top fiver,
you're going to Maryland. I mean, you're going to Alabama or Ohio State.
But he was
Texas. 130th ranked.
Sure.
But he was one of the highest rated quarterbacks.
Yeah, he was a top five dual threat quarterback in the country.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's see how good.
I'm excited.
I mean, he's a freshman.
I want to see who he spurned for Maryland. He said no to BC, Duke, Oregon, Penn State, Pitt, Rutgers, Cuse, Texas A&M.
I don't know why I looked this up.
It's a pretty big school.
He's had moderate success, and he's been more successful than the guy I'm going to bring up. But I remember back in the early days when we would go to press conferences,
yeah.
Jason and I went to see the introduction of Ron Vanderlinden.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when we're leaving, Jason and I are walking out. He's like, got a vibe. Got a vibe.
Hey, he was a great presser.
He
convinced me in the press.
His record.
It wasn't good.
15-29 in 4 years.
I was a Duffner guy.
Duffner.
I like Duffner, Thunder and Lightning. I think that's what he called that offense at one point. And Frank Wycheck, RIP.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
But didn't work.
So anyway, it's just very interesting to see those comments. And maybe you'll see more coaches, now that Locks came out to say it, maybe you'll see other coaches come out and say it too.
I doubt many coaches are going to agree that they acknowledge that they lost the locker room. That's a pretty ballsy thing to say.
But it's just talking about the system.
I understand.
And getting that out there to the fans and the media.
That takes a level of confidence in yourself to acknowledge
it
publicly,
does.
Hey, you know what? I lost the locker room.
Yeah.
Because typically when you lose the locker room, you lose your job.
He's the Mark from Largo of college football coaches.
He's got all the swagger. Yeah.
That might be next, by the way. He'd be.
Yeah, he shouldn't feel that comfortable.
I know, but still, I mean, to be able to acknowledge that.
But the fact that he said, you know what? Leave your car keys outside. We're going to battle. The best players are going to play.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that from a coach.
Yeah.
Should be that way.
And also, don't go spending $8,000 on a Louis Vuitton bag. Just go buy a Nike bag for $50 and save your money. Yeah. There you go. There's some sound financial advice.
Locksley's 33-41 at Maryland in the conference, 16-40.
Yeah, that conference record needs some work.
Tough conference, though. It's a tough conference. I mean, to his credit.
800-636-1067. We'll get a training camp update from Linnell Willingham coming up at 7:45. Next, we open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.